Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 58th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 42 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 21. They said one to another, "We are very guilty concerning our brother, verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear." Before I go any farther, remember I meant when we were in the section of a couple chapters ago about Joseph being thrown in the pit? And I said that from the, and they, after he threw him in the pit, the Bible says they sat down and eat bread. Remember that? And I mentioned, and some of y'all probably, where is he getting all this? Because it didn't say that in chapter 38, 39, wherever that was, about Joseph being thrown in the pit, that he was hollering and screaming, "Get me out of here! Why are you doing this?" This is where it come from. This in chapter 42, the brother said, "We heard him cry out, the anguish of his soul," and we're just sitting there and we start eating bread. And I mentioned, I remember saying this a few weeks ago, I hope they got heartburn. They're sitting there eating a good meal and Joseph's crying out, "Why are you doing this?" And the brothers are admitting, "We heard him crying out." Of course, they didn't know this was Joseph. And Joseph's hearing this for the first time. For the first time, that's where we find out later, he leaves them and he has to cry. He weeps because all this is rolling in his mind. The story's coming clear. And by the way, this is the first, it's interesting to note that there are many, many, many sins that are mentioned in the book of Genesis. But this is the only occurrence in all of the book of Genesis where the guilty ones actually make a confession. They confess to their guilt. "We were wrong." Matter of fact, it said in the last of that verse 21, "We would not hear, therefore is this distress come upon us." We messed up. They confessed what they had done. And it's interesting, all of the book of Genesis, where you Bible scholars, it may not mean nothing to you, but there's a reason that's in there. Joseph is hearing this, and they confessed, "We did wrong to our brother. We threw him in that pit. And he cried out. We did him wrong." And that's why God is doing this to us. We're paying for our crimes some 20-some years ago. You sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And they realize that. It's interesting. Then in verse number, by the way, remember, Joseph is hearing all this. And they're speaking in Hebrew language, and we're going to find out when Joseph spoke to them, he spoke to them in that Coptic, that Egyptian language, because we're going to read that he spoke to them through an interpreter. And then when they would speak, the interpreter, Doug and him just came back from Columbia. Somebody interpreted. Are you going to have that thing today? Yeah, they just came back from Columbia. He's going to have a little 2-minute video about their trip and all. But when our guys would go in Columbia, they'd have an interpreter go back and forth. Well, that's what happened here with Joseph. And the boys didn't know Joseph understood what they were saying. Verse number 22, "And Reuben answered them, saying, spake." Now remember, Reuben's the oldest. So you can remember this. Reuben's the oldest. "Saying, spake I not unto you, saying," in other words, "didn't I tell you, don't sin against his child, and you wouldn't listen to me? Therefore, behold, also, his blood is required." We're paying for this. And remember, I told you, don't do this. Matter of fact, in Reuben's mind, he was going to come back later and rescue little Joseph and take him back home to dad. Remember that? So Joseph's hearing for the first time. I believe Joseph probably thought Reuben was the one, since he was the oldest, that Reuben was the one who did this to him. And this is affecting Joseph. And wow, we just heard Reuben, his brother, saying, I told you not to do this. And his blood now is required. We're paying for this. Verse number 23. "And they knew not that Joseph understood them. For he had spoken to them by an interpreter. Again, I cannot imagine the emotions that must be flooding Joseph's mind and his heart. And that's why in verse number 24, and he turned himself about from them and wept. He couldn't stand anymore. He went to another room. He had to leave their presence, and he got up and he wept. Joseph wept, hearing their side of the story, their confession, and their repentance. Verse number 24. When he came, he returned unto them. He turned about from them and wept, and returned back unto them and communed with them, and took from them Simeon and bound him before their eyes. Now, before going any farther, why would Joseph pick out Simeon and not the rest of the group? You know, Levi and Judah and all of these guys that were there. Why would Joseph say, we're going to bind up Simeon? Why do you think that was? Simeon, if you remember, was the second oldest. There was Reuben, and then there was Simeon. And Simeon, we'll find it when we look in a little bit of what the Bible tells us about Simeon's life. Simeon was a man who had a cruel nature to him. Remember the story about Shechem and Dinah? Remember their sister Dinah was raped, and Shechem was one of the brothers who went and killed all those men. Remember that? He went to Shechem and killed all those guys. Well, that was in his nature. And we find that, this is interesting, when Jacob at the end of his life is blessing all the sons and they're coming to him, Simeon and Levi, it says in chapter 49, verse 5, are brethren. Here, this is Jacob speaking. Instruments of cruelty in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly, mine honor, be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel, and I would divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Speaking of Simeon and Levi, Simeon, obviously, his nature was he was cruel, he was hot-tempered, and because of that, Reuben, exonerated himself in Joseph's presence when he said, I told you guys we shouldn't have done this. I wanted to rescue him anyway. Simeon was the next oldest, so in Joseph's mind, he was the one most responsible, and he knew growing up for 17 years that probably that Simeon was hot-tempered, and Jacob said, man, you're cruel. You're an angry guy. And that's probably the reason he took Simeon, not only because of age, but because of his nature. And the Bible says he bound him. Verse number 27. And as one of them, now they leave, they departed thence. Verse number 26, they depart, laded their asses with the corn, the grain, and they departed thence, left Simeon behind. The other brothers went home. And as one of them opened up his sack to give his ass provender, that's grain, something to eat. Remember, they're hungry too, and you got to feed the animals. He gave his ass provender in the end. Remember, it's about a 2.5-week journey back. It's 260 miles one way. It's another 260 miles, 5 miles back. So they're staying in a hotel, so to speak, in the end. He espied his money, for behold, it was in his sack's mouth. So the Bible doesn't say which brother it was, but he opened his bag to get some grain for his animal. And lo, the money that he had paid for the grain, it's in the bag. Verse number 28. And he said unto his brethren, my money is restored. And lo, it's even in my sack. And their heart failed them. The word failed literally means they lost heart. And they were afraid, saying one to another, what is this that God hath done to us? Now they're going to accuse us of stealing. Joseph not only gave them the corn, he gave them their money back, and they didn't even know it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. well from now until tomorrow. May God bless you richly, is our prayer.